are you?
I'm no one. Where do you come from? I know all about waiting. For my family.
I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you started.
I don't know your name.
Finn.
I'm right. There are stories about what happened.
The Force. It's true. All of it.
Is not lost today. It is found.
Well, happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to this special episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast. I am your host, Carl LeClaire, and with me is my unlucky sidekick. It's the BB-8 to my Princess Leia. It's Joe Hogan. Oh my gosh, Joe. This was indeed a Phantom trailer.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this today.
I don't think anybody was.
No. Thank you, Asia. Wow.
Oh my gosh. This trailer was so much different than the official one we've already gotten.
It was like a good 60% new footage, right? Like, I'm not exaggerating there. Right? It really was that much new stuff to just kind of throw at us out of the blue. I mean, to be fair, I wasn't throwing it at us. It was thrown at the our good friends across the pond.
Right.
But still, I'm speechless.
Well, that's no good because we're doing a little podcast episode.
So I guess I probably should have collected myself.
Yeah. Find some words, please.
Well, what did you think? Why don't you go first?
Well,
what do you think? General thoughts.
General thoughts are, I feel like we have a better sense of characters. I loved hearing a little bit more dialogue. And, oh, man, just the look of this movie. More so now than ever, I think, from the shots we've gotten. I think we got a lot more up-close shots. We got a lot more shots of characters on sets. It looks so original trilogy to me. And I'm not saying that to bash the prequels. I'm just saying I can definitely see that more OT feel to it. And I loved some of these cinematography shots, which I'm sure we're going to talk a little bit more about as we get into it. But I think just generally... If I were to compare this to the official trailer we got 2 weeks ago, I would say the official trailer gave me more of an emotive response, I think. And I think that's because I loved that music so much more. And it was new. We didn't see any of that before. Mm-hmm. But what I liked more about this is I feel like I have a little bit better sense of the story. I remember the first time I watched the official trailer, there was this slight disappointment because I was really hoping to get a little bit more sense of the plot and the story, which I know is ridiculous because JJ's not going to do that. But this one, again, I don't feel like we've gotten the story at all, but just got a little bit more. And it was just so cool to see a lot of new extra shots and a lot of BB-8. I'm not going to complain about that. So I don't know. What did you think? What are your general thoughts?
It's funny you say that because... yes, I agree that it reminded me a lot of the OT, but that one little snippet of, I don't even know your name, I'm Finn, I'm Rey, reminded me of the Phantom Menace trailer, because they put in Anakin Skywalker, meet Obi-Wan and Kenobi, and it just like threw me back to that. I was like, oh, I hope that bodes well. Yeah, I got to agree though. Like there was definitely more sense of character in this one. I think it was a little even like quirky. I kind of want to say it, compared to the official trailer that we got, just because like we got these really interesting shots. Like you mentioned, the cinematography was beautiful, but there was also like a lot of stuff that I'm not really used to seeing in Star Wars, like that little quick Chewy flash where it like cuts in quickly to he's hitting a button on a remote or something, and then you know it cuts to an explosion that I don't think is related to that, but like just the close up of his hand blowing whatever it is he's blowing up didn't feel like a Star Wars shot to me. But it's not like it didn't feel like Star Wars, but it was just something new. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I guess like the style was different, and like there was a before we saw C-3PO for the first time in actual movie footage, which that was pretty cool. There was the one shot of Leia where her face was all the way on the right side of the camera and pretty in, you know, it was in the extreme foreground. Like that was another one that I was just like, wow, they're choosing a lot of things that are really making it stand out while at the same time doing a very good job of making it feel like Star Wars. Like even though it's not the Star Wars that we know, it's like I feel like the heart of Star Wars is still very present in this. So I just, if I'm going to walk away with one single impression from this trailer, it's like, man, this is just more fuel to the hype train that this is going to be an amazing Star Wars movie.
Shuttle Hyperium transmission commencing.
Shuttle Hyperium.
That's yours. I like running with it, though. Yeah. Oh, man. You're right. There are a few things in here that did make it seem like it didn't feel. That's a great example of the Chewy shot with it. That immediate close-up of him triggering some sort of remote detonator. That was like a very odd shot. Like, you've never seen a shot like that in Star Wars before.
And it was, you know what it was? It was like a quick zoom-in, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not something that we're totally used to. But yeah. They actually did something like that in...
well, that the trailer we got at Celebration.
Yes, the TIE Fighter. The Falcon, yes. Yep. The Falcon and the TIE Fighters.
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely right.
I always thought that was kind of... Like, that was the first time we kind of saw that, so...
Mm-hmm. But it's cool. Like, I like it.
Right. It's
I'm
different.
I'm fine with Star Wars evolving and changing with the times. Because, like, you know, it's JJ. He has every right to give us his take on Star Wars. Like, if you go into this movie expecting a George Lucas take on Star Wars, you know, you're going to be disappointed. Like, this is not going to be the Star Wars that, you know, it's not going to be the OT and it's not going to be the prequels. But, damn, man, it still feels like Star Wars.
I agree. Yeah. And I think, you know, I know some people are very, you know, trepidatious, to use the word I've heard a lot on some other shows, about, you know, this new Star Wars film without the leadership of George Lucas. But at the end of the day, you know, if you want Star Wars to live on, George Lucas isn't immortal. He's going to, I mean, he won't be with us one day, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you want Star Wars to continue, it's going to have to be told by other people. Mm. And I think... You know, I was listening to a podcast just the other day, and I was really annoyed by the host. I'm not going to say which podcast it was. It's nobody that I know personally, so at least...
It was Jason, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Jason.
It's your own podcast. I miss you, Jason. Where are you?
He's working all day, all the time. Like, yeah, our... He's quick side dude. Note, that's... Yeah, Jason and I are having a lot of trouble syncing up now because he started a new job, so... We will get we got to get another regular episode out hopefully this weekend. But anyway, side note over. Yeah, I just found myself kind of annoyed by this person who calls himself a purist. You know, like I feel like I'm a you know, he feels like he's a defender of like the original films and you know the original Star Wars under George Lucas. And it's like, first off, you're fighting a battle nobody's asking you to fight, and secondly. You know, Star Wars is something that's alive. I mean, that's why, you know, that's the beauty of Star Wars is it continually speaks to us, telling us the will of the Force. It's like midichlorians.
No comment, man.
But, you know, I for one, am just ecstatic to be getting new Star Wars, and I think it's going to be awesome. I mean, this is a huge arena for us to play in, and we've had different storytellers in Star Wars for a long time now. The entire Legends, you know?
Yeah, man.
Rebels now, Clone Wars even. Like, George, yeah, his hand was in it, but he wasn't directing and writing every episode. So, you know, if you've loved any of that stuff, I don't know what the big concern is. And
I think it's just because, like, the films have always been George.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So, right. Like, they're the... They've always been, you know, the G canon thing. Like, it was always the holy grail of canon for us were the films.
Right. That's fair.
To a lesser degree for a lot of people, Rebels and Clone Wars. I know a lot of people that, like, just don't like Clone Wars. Like, they just didn't care for it. So... I kind of get why people are so protective of the films, especially the original trilogy. I mean, I definitely fall into that category that I'm protective of the original trilogy, but I understand why people are apprehensive about someone else doing it. But at the same time, like, it's happening whether or not you like it. You know what I mean? So you can either go into it with an open mind or, you know, just if you're really that. Like, if you're dreading it that much, I would just say, like, don't put pressure on yourself and just don't see it till you feel like you're ready, if you're ever ready at all. Because, you know, if you're going into it with the wrong attitude, like, oh, I'm going to hate it because George didn't do it or whatever, like, you're not going to enjoy it. You're setting yourself up to be disappointed. So just, you know, try to keep an open mind and try to enjoy it. Try to just have fun.
Right. But
so I got to ask you, because I know what mine is. Out of everything that we saw from this new teaser, what is the thing... What is the one thing that you saw that you can't wait to know more about? Because there was a lot of new stuff, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
there was.
Granted, a lot of it was kind of like the rest of scenes that we've already seen before.
Right. Honestly, I'd probably have to say the scene where Kylo has his lightsaber to Rey.
Yes, that's mine too, man.
It's just...
Oh.
It's awesome, and we've seen that shot from Empire Magazine of Kylo in that on that jungle planet with his blade out. We've seen, you know, when they were doing those short little, like, 6-second teasers for the trailer, you know, the day before, we had that little shot of Rey in what looks like kind of that jungle planet, you know, watching the TIE fighters and the landing transports above. So obviously that's all the same planet. And obviously Kylo finds Rey. And I don't know. I'm just really excited to see how that plays out.
Me too.
I love his lightsaber too, by the way. It is so cool. I mean, when that thing first came out, obviously there was a lot of controversy because of the crossguard. I never cared about the crossguard. My favorite thing about it is how it's literally like fire. Like, the blade itself is like fire. It's like a flame. And it's like, it can't be contained. I mean, a lightsaber blade is always like this perfectly... you know, cylinder-like object that emits light. This thing is like it. If you look at like the teaser posters they just released this week as well, the one of Kylo's helmet with the blade in front of his face, you can see it. It just reminds me of like the surface of the sun, just like emitting like, you know, this energy and these fireballs. Like, I love it. I think it says so much about his character without saying anything about his character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely a very intelligent design choice, especially if it's supposed to be very representative of him. I'm still not... I haven't made a judgment on the crossguard yet myself, just because I would rather see it in action, and if there is like a practical reason for it in the story, cool. If not, then I just feel like it's, all right, well, they're just trying to make something look neat, which, you know, that's fine too.
Right.
But the jury's out for me for now with that. But yeah, I totally agree that if he's going to be this, like... wild card that it seems like he's going to be, where he's just this like fiery, uncontainable, you know, force to be reckoned with, excuse the pun. then that's awesome. Like that's a really cool visual representation of that. I'm all for that if that's the case. But if he's just going to be, you know, this reserved dude, then I'm kind of like, oh, whatever. But I guess we'll see how it plays out. Cause I don't really know anything about the Knights of Ren, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or really if there's any implications as to why his lightsaber is the way it is. Like, I'm not aware. Like, I'm not avoiding spoilers, but I'm also, like, not really aggressively looking for them either. So I have a pretty okay understanding of what the rumors are right now, but, you know, they're just rumors for now, so who knows if any of it's true.
Right. You know? I mean, I like it. too, because it does. I mean, it looks to me like an old broadsword from, you know, what a knight would fight with. So I think it's cool. It connects with the fact that he's a knight of Ren. Mm-hmm. So I'm fine with that little aspect. But yeah, no, I mean, that makes sense. Like, if it's not practical, it is what it is. But I don't care. I still love it. I think it's, and even that extra little shot of, don't know where he's standing. It looks like he's on the bridge of a Star Destroyer, but you just see, you know, like his waist down, and you see him ignite the lightsaber. No idea where that is. No idea what's going on there.
Well, I also kind of like that every Sith from the film, well, you know, Kylo Ren's not a Sith, but every, like, what do you want to say, Force-sensitive villain from the films all have unique lightsabers.
Yeah, that's
so you got true. Maul, who's got the double edge. You got Dooku, who has that, like, fencing curved hilt. You've got Palpatine has, like, the really, really tiny lightsaber, like the one-handed lightsaber.
Yeah.
Vader has the evil version of Anakin Skywalker's lightsaber. And yeah, now Kylo Ren has this crazy broadsword saber. So I think it's pretty cool that they kind of continued the tradition like that. It's pretty neat. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see.
I mentioned this to you earlier when we were chatting about how I thought it was interesting that obviously they kept Daisy Ridley's British accent, you know, because it's clear that Finn's not using his. He's got an English accent or an American
which is
English.
Strange, because I actually really like his accent.
Yeah, so
John Boyega, I think he has a great accent,
right? And so it's interesting that they changed his voice, but not Daisy's. So I don't know. I said to you, kind of jokingly, but you know, oh man, I bet you she's not a Solo or a Skywalker. But I think that's. I don't think that's necessarily the case, because we know something, though. I mean, we get that extended dialogue from her, you know, like, I'm waiting for my family. I mean, those lines don't sound like they connect. I mean, it sounds like those are from two separate scenes, for sure.
100% true. But, you know, a lot of times when trailers do that, it's to give the general sense of what the character is getting at. So I think they splice those two lines together just to kind of tell us, like, okay, well, she's by herself and you know. She knows she has a family. She just, you know, is waiting for them.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's a huge part. And it seems like she is looking forward to them. Just, I don't know, the way she kind of says that, you know, oh, I know about that. I know about waiting. I think, was that the line? Something like that?
Yes.
You know, I know about waiting. I'm waiting for my family. Mm-hmm. You know, and there is kind of like this expectation and this hope that her family will return and probably, you know, reunite with her or something. So I don't think, you know, again, this, by the way, everybody, there's going to be a lot of speculation here. None of this is spoilers. Yeah, I've read a lot of spoilers. I will not discuss any of them. Don't worry. I never will on the air, 'cause I know so many folks are avoiding them. So I promise that everything I say is purely speculation. And I know the same is probably true for you, right, Joe?
As far as I know, I mean, if I say anything that turns out to be a spoiler, I don't know that it's a spoiler. It's in my head, it's all speculation. So
yeah, same
here. None of this is fact.
Well, right, and even if I said every spoiler I read, it doesn't mean that that's the truth. But I'm not going to.
That's the thing. Like, it's all rumors right now, man.
Exactly.
Like, everything. Exactly. Nobody knows anything.
Right, but I do think, like, again, this is purely speculation. But you know, I think Rey didn't choose to necessarily be here on Jakku. That's the impression I get just from that tiny, tiny bit of dialogue, is that she didn't choose to be here, right? Like, this isn't some, like, rebellious kid who just ran off because they want to make it on their own. I feel like she's there for some reason, and she was placed there by her family, and she's waiting on them.
Yeah, I got that impression, actually, in the official trailer. I mean, this is an official trailer, too. You know what I mean? The trailer one official, not none of the teasers. And they, you know, they reinforce that in this trailer with her. It's the same shot from the last one of her staring off to the distance and watching that ship leave the atmosphere. That to me is telling us that that character, is I don't want to say obsessed, but very invested in the notion of getting off this planet.
Right.
She does not want to be where she is. So it's just like Luke. It's rhyming Luke Skywalker, being on Tatooine, not wanting to be on Tatooine, dreaming of leaving the planet and going off and becoming a hero. Like, I have a feeling that's exactly what they're telling us that sequence of shots.
And you saying that, you know, making that connection to Luke, which is obviously pretty, I would think it would, you know, it's kind of obvious to anybody watching these trailers so far. Luke is also obsessed with finding out more about his father, right? Like, there's a family element even for Luke. He wants to escape to out more about his father, continue that legacy once he finds out who his father really is. You know, so maybe there's some of that with Rey as well, right? Like, there is this desire to leave, and there's this desire to, you know, continue some sort of family lineage. So I think even that may be a connection. I really, you know, there's just so much that points to her being a Skywalker, and I really hope she is. And I think that's, again, that's so bold that we're finally getting a female lead in Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I've been reading the J.W. Rensselaer's Making of Star Wars right now, which is phenomenal, by the way. And I didn't realize that George at one point in his, I think it was his second draft, made Luke a female character. Yeah, and then he was going to make everybody else either Japanese or African-American. Which, you know, especially think about that in the early, you know, the mid-70s, you know, when the world was a lot less open-minded than it is today.
Which is funny, because then it turned out there's only one black guy in the whole Star Wars universe.
Exactly.
At that time.
Right, exactly. But, you know, so it's cool, too, that, like, I don't know, maybe this is me just reading into things, but it's almost as if J.J. is looking back at even some of those really early things. And we're seeing a ton of, like, McQuarrie-inspired pieces as well. But you know, I think it's finally, like, maybe our culture's finally at the point where our Star Wars story can branch out a bit more as well, right? Like, we're gonna have potentially a female lead who is the heroine, and our supporting character is an African American guy. Well, he's not African American. He's black. He's English. Mm-hmm. So he's African English, I guess. I don't know. But you know, like, this is a new Star Wars. And it's really exciting. I really feel like Rey is definitely, she's here on Jakku. She's waiting on this family. Maybe she doesn't even know everything about her family, you know, because again, we still get those tidbits of shots with Han telling them that everything is true. So there is some level of, maybe questioning. I mean, think of Luke when he's with Ben, my father didn't fight in the Clone Wars. He was a navigator on a space freighter. here you've got Rey who's like, no, my father didn't slay the Sith. He was just a farm boy on Tatooine. So again, that's just a speculation, but there is kind of, it's setting it up that Rey is clearly somebody seeking a family.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And escape. We get some more of those, we get a recycling of that scene of her watching the ship take off. But then it's followed up immediately by this beautiful horizon shot with, again, the speeder kind of flying by. You got the setting sun or rising sun. It looks like it's setting in what looks like moisture farms.
I wonder who those little cloaked people are walking.
Right. Yeah. Scavengers of some kind probably as well. I love that shot. I mean, this is, if that doesn't smack you on the head and scream Luke Skywalker, I don't know what does.
Is that your favorite visual shot of the trailer?
Just above the one of the TIE fighters flying in.
Damn, you keep stealing all my answers, man. Yeah, the TIE fighters is mine.
Oh my gosh,
it's so sexy.
It makes me think of like Tora Tora Tora, which again, George Lucas, when he first made these original films, was so inspired by some of these old World War II films. That just screams like World War II dogfighters flying in, in the heat of the day. Like, that is such an awesome visual as well.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't mean to steal that from you.
No, not at all. I do have a point, or more a question to you, and I guess also extensively to the Larians as well. Have you heard of, I try not to be political, period, when I'm discussing stuff, because my opinions are my opinions. I don't want to shove them down anybody's throat, but it is relevant to what you were talking about, how, like, now that it's 2015 and our culture is, I like to think, a little bit more tolerant of things that it should be tolerant to in the first place. But have you heard of this whole movement of all these dudes that are boycotting Star Wars because they feel that it is an anti-white male film because of the political correctness, quote unquote, of the lead characters and all this crap, man? Like, say what you will about being politically correct. There's a difference between being politically correct and reading way too far into stuff, man. And I think those people just need to.
Well, I think there's a difference between being politically correct and a bigot, too.
Yeah, so. Like, just chill out, man. Yeah,
and a racist.
Star Wars is not about everything you want it to be about. You know what I mean? Like,
well, Star Wars is about also
Star Wars
breaking
is about
out
everybody,
of
how we're all connected.
Exactly. It's
break.
That's exactly what the Force is too, right? Like that's the mystery of Star Wars, is the interconnectedness of all things, of all people, of all creatures. But you know, I think Jason and I mentioned this briefly on our last show. Cause again, you know, I think for starters, we live in a social media world where I think it got blown way out of proportion. You know, it was like a small collective of, you know, people that may or may not have even meant it. Maybe they just wanted to make a, you know, get a rise out of folks.
The first people, yes, that's exactly what happened. The first people that did it, it was a trolling, essentially, but then a bunch of, like, geniuses, you know, I'm sorry if any of you Larians are one of these people, but then a bunch of people that I don't really have a whole lot of respect for jumped on the bandwagon and seriously. Mm. Like, they really meant it, and I'm just like, you know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
They probably.
I can't agree with that. I can't really respect that opinion that much. But
well, you know, I don't respect that opinion at all. I don't care. If you are somebody who thinks that Episode 7 is white genocide, maybe it's time for you to wake up and grow up, so and stop being a racist. Yeah, but you know, I doubt any Larians give much credence to that, and I don't even want to give it credence because to me it's just stupid. I think it's inconsequential at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing, I think, is, though, is that it still shows that as far as we've come, we still have a long way to go as a culture.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, I feel like we're always going to have a long way to go in a minute.
Right. But we're getting there, and we'll get there. Anyway, this shot, though, I just freezed it on that shot that we were just talking about, though, with the TIE fighters, Joe.
Oh.
Dude, it just looks so sick. And I love the shot preceding it, right? Like, BB-8 kind of whistles to them. I mean, I feel like this is all in connection again, because they are obviously on the desert planet, you know, and Finn and Rey are going to come running out to look at it like, oh, crap.
Well, I think the impression I got was the lighting was a little bit different. So
okay.
I don't know, because it seems like when he's whistling to them and they come running out, that to me seems like it's more connected with the shots of them running with the TIE fighter shooting and it's the explosions. But that one TIE fighter shot with the sunset or whatever it is seems like it's the sky is like very, very orange, like it's dusk or it's dawn or something like that. It doesn't seem like it's the same sequence to me.
Oh, okay. That's true.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? But like the sky is so blue in the other shots.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
The lighting is just very similar to the ones of them running away together.
You know,
I don't know.
We go from that, though, into like the kind of these recycled shots of the, you know, raid on some sort of camp at night, you know, and all of those shots are the same. There's nothing new there.
You know what? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you. I have it here on loop. Now that I'm watching it again, maybe you're right, because the sky doesn't look as blue in the scene where they're like in that tent. So maybe you're right. Maybe that's exactly what happened.
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah. So that's what it looks like. I mean, they're obviously running quickly, and then BB-8 kind of, you know, strolls out there. So,
right.
You know, after those recycled shot, though, we get, you know, again, the same shot of Kylo, but we get this new line from him, which is really cool. I will fulfill our destiny.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell do you think he means, Joe?
I think, and again, this is speculation. This is no spoiler stuff. I believe that Rey and Kylo Ren are cousins. I believe Rey is the daughter of Luke Skywalker, and I believe that Kylo Ren is the son of Han Solo and Princess Leia. And it, to me, I feel like that's tied to the shot of Leia hugging Han and being really worried because she knows, the both of them know that Kylo Ren, their son that they thought had been missing or killed for all these years is actually alive and is the enemy. And that's why Leia is as upset as she is. And I think what Kylo Ren is talking about is he wants to seize the destiny because he is of the lineage of Anakin Skywalker. That is my opinion of the matter.
That's so cool. I like that opinion. I like that speculation. I hope you're right.
Me too.
Although, you know, all along I've been thinking that Kylo and Rey are probably siblings. You know, the Jason Jaina Solo stuff, Lord, and when Jason becomes Lord Cadus or whatever. But that actually makes more sense that they might be, you know, cousins as opposed to siblings. My, you know, again, because he says, you know, I will fulfill our destiny. I will finish what you start, you know, which we've already heard. When he says to finish what you started, again, like, I always assume that he just means destroy the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
But fulfill our destiny. I wonder, you know, it's hard to speculate because we don't know what Kylo knows about Darth Vader. We can assume he probably doesn't know that Darth Vader was redeemed to Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most likely he's... And think about it, the galaxy at large probably doesn't know a ton still. That I bet you most of the galaxy didn't know that Anakin had become Darth Vader, right? Like, I think part of, the, you know, Revenge of the Sith kind of... gives you that hint that the assumption is that Anakin fell in the temple.
Yeah, no one actually knows.
Right.
I don't even think, I mean, you know, I don't want to go into Rebel spoilers, but I don't even think Rex knows.
No, I don't think
so
either.
I don't think it's common knowledge at all.
Well, and I think you saw that, you know, with the premiere of Rebels with Ahsoka being freaked the hell out.
I think she knows now and just isn't saying anything.
Right. I don't know. So, I mean, if Kylo... I mean, I feel like Kylo might see Darth Vader's destiny, too, as ruling the galaxy. Like, yeah, he might know that the Emperor was in control, but I think he might have also thought that it was Vader's destiny to overthrow the Emperor and become a similar type of figure. So I think maybe that's what he might mean by, you know, fulfill our destiny. Again, it's our, again, implies that he's in some way related to Anakin or to Vader. You know, unless he's saying fulfill our destiny, meaning like the Knights of Ren, I don't know. But I really think it's a personal thing for him. I think if for Kylo, it's personal. I want to go.
I can see that.
I want to go to your speculation point real quick, though. I want to play with that a little.
By all means. By all means.
It's so funny because I have all along, I've never liked the idea of Luke having a child.
Mm-hmm.
All along, it's like when people are like, oh, I think maybe Rey might be Luke's daughter. I've always kind of like cringed a little bit at that, and here's why. I don't want Luke to have been married. And it's really funny. I'm going to play this out. Hopefully I don't get too annoying with this. So with the Legends novels, right? Like obviously Luke kind of redefines the Jedi Order when he reestablishes it. He falls in love with Mara Jade and they get married and have, Ben is their son.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember initially, I really liked that. I liked how Luke was, you know, redefining the Jedi Order because as somebody who's, you know, for a lot of my life, for a long time, felt like I wanted to be a Catholic priest. I was always, you know, the reason I never did it was because I wanted to be married. So I liked, you know, this redefinition of the Jedi Order via Luke because to me it was kind of like, you know, Protestant ministers and
so
priests.
So you get what you wanted.
Exactly. I got what I wanted. I could be a Jedi and have a wife.
Well, what did we just say a little while ago, Carl? Star Wars is not about what you want.
I know. Let me play out my damn point. But I think the only reason I don't want Luke to get married, and I'm fine if like other Jedi are getting married and having children at this point in the story, I just always felt like, you know, there was something about Luke that would have been different. You know, that he would have, it would have fallen on him to have the burden of starting up this new Jedi order, a new Jedi sense of being. And I feel like just because of that, he wouldn't have time for the family.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to commit to that.
Exactly. So again, this is me saying what I want, and you're right. I'm not going to get what I want, and I'm fine with it, potentially. I'm just really curious to see. And who's to say that Luke was married? He could have just fathered a child or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Jedi have needs, too.
Right, exactly.
We saw that with Anakin.
Yeah. You know,
and
there's
a couple
some,
of others.
I've heard some speculation, too, that, you know, Rey could be the daughter of Obi-Wan or something, or related to Obi-Wan. I don't buy that at all.
I don't think that's true.
Mainly because Obi-Wan's
the model Jedi.
Exactly, and that's the thing. Like, yeah, he definitely, you know, lets loose a little bit, especially when we see, you know, the Alec Guinness Obi-Wan is much more similar to Qui-Gon Jinn than, you know, Episode 1 Obi-Wan. But still, at the end of the day, Obi-Wan is a Jedi through and through. And I just don't see him, you know, having that sort of relationship with anyone. You know, I don't know. Maybe I think that's a really cool idea, though, if Rey is, and, you know, for some reason, Luke's child. And it makes sense too that she'd be waiting, right? Like maybe something happened, you know. Again, a lot of the speculation, again, this is all speculation, but a lot of the speculation is that Luke is in hiding or is in, you know, exile of some way.
Well, and, can I hit you with my reason for why I believe all that?
Yeah, please.
So there's been pretty much almost since the beginning, from when Han Solo was revealed that he would be in this movie. I don't know how true it is, but I know that I've been hearing ever since like Harrison Ford was cast and it was announced that Han and Leia are not together in this film. And it kind of bugged me for a long time until I kind of came up. Because again, like, we don't really know anything. And I'm just kind of going along with what I'm reading and connecting dots and kind of making up my mind. I think what makes sense for me in my headcanon that I kind of hope is not totally correct just because I enjoy being surprised. But the idea of Luke, say Luke does have a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. And Han and Leia also have a kid. They, so all three of them have kids, not together, but, so, you know, the two cousin children.
Yeah.
And Luke takes them on along with a bunch of other Jedi trainees. Because they show signs of being force sensitive when they're young, right? Mm-hmm. And then something awful happens, right? So wherever the new Jedi Temple is, maybe it's somewhere really small or whatever, something awful happens, be it, you know, the Empire, remnants of the Empire attack or whatever. Something really bad happens to them. And everybody thinks that Kylo Ren, whose real name is not Kylo Ren, and Rey are dead or missing or whatever. They're not there anymore. They can't find them. Luke is so guilt-ridden for being responsible for them, and all these people that were training under him are dead now because of him bringing them out in the open or whatever. He goes into exile, and it puts such a strain on Han and Leia's relationship that they can't stay together, that their child is missing or dead. And, you know, maybe Han blames Luke and maybe Leia's upset with Han for that. And that there's a rift between the two of them. And that's why they're not together anymore. And it has nothing to do with Han Solo being Han Solo and not being able to settle down. It's because the both of them are so, you know, grief stricken that it just, you know, it causes too much of a rift between them. And that's why Rey is waiting for her family, because maybe someone rescued her and had no idea who she was. He just kind of like took her under his wing and then just told her stories of, oh yeah, you have a family, blah, 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 just to kind of keep her hopeful or whatever. Cause like maybe it's an alien or something. I don't know.
With a British accent.
What's that?
With a British accent, of course.
Yes.
She had to learn that.
So maybe wherever she was brought up, they had British accents. Cause you know, when kids are born, you know, I have some friends that are Americans living in Britain, and their kid has a British accent, and I think it's funny as hell that their child has a British accent, but they, you know, they have New York accents.
Yeah, you know, that's a really I really like that point as well. I'm going to play off of it now.
Go for it.
Although it's not that much different. I really like that, though, like your point about why Han and Leia wouldn't be together in light of something like that, because that's very human. And it makes sense, too, because the Han and Leia were meeting in all these trailers. And we see a few extra shots of Leia, and it's clearly she's in, like, a command room of some kind, which is really cool. It just looks like a sexier version of the Misasi Temple. That's right, sexier. And
it's wearing a thong and everything.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, 3PO is so crazy, he threw on a red arm. But anyway, you know, yeah, so like you see Leia, she is obviously invested heavily into the resistance based on, you know, the shot we got at Anaheim, you know, where home, maybe Han just kind of, you know, I've heard some speculations that Han went back to his smuggler ways. I think that could make sense, right? Like if something happened and there was this huge strain on their marriage And they just kind of throw themselves into what they're comfortable with, so they don't have to feel that too, right? Like, that's very human as well. When when things kind of fall apart, we kind of throw ourselves back into things that used to give us comfort or used to be our way of being. So Leia, of course, throws herself into like this political resistance movement. Han just goes back to his old smuggling ways to some capacity. And something's going to have to bring them back together, which we obviously see. You know, that was one of, I feel like for a lot of folks, it was a lot of fans' favorite little shot in that last official trailer was, you know, the two of them embracing.
Yeah.
Which I do think we did get again in this one.
No, it wasn't in this
one. Oh, it wasn't in this one. Okay. No. But yeah, no, I think something similar. My speculation that's a little different than yours. Because I still like can't make sense of that scene in the rain with what appears to probably be the Knights of Ren, which I'm hoping it's the Knights of Ren. I hope it's not Boba Fett. Good God.
But, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either. But my speculation is that Kylo's there. Rey's probably there as well. Maybe Kylo's older than her. I mean, think about it. Adam Driver is older than Daisy Ridley. Mm-hmm. Not by much, but probably by a decade. Which is enough. So Rey could have been a lot younger there, and I feel like maybe Kylo fell to the dark side. He becomes one of these Knights of Ren, and they destroy the Jedi because he becomes obsessed with Vader and wants to destroy the Jedi. Mm-hmm. And you know, think about the end of Revenge of the Sith. We have a few people that know everything: Yoda, Obi-Wan, and Bail. So they decide to split up these kids because they know they're kind of the future of the galaxy. I feel like, you know, Han's probably not going to be able to do that. Luke probably wouldn't do it. It's got to be Admiral Ackbar. You know, because he's... I'm just kidding, by the way.
I mean, I wanted to see where he went with it, but all right.
No, but I'm wondering, you know, obviously somebody took Rey to Jakku. And maybe, you know, Han and Leia do think that she's dead. And they might think that Kylo died as well. But, you know, maybe Kylo's the one responsible for everything. And Luke is, again, so guilt-ridden that he does... I think I speculate the same thing about you as far as our point with Luke. Like, I think Luke does go off into exile because something happens very terribly wrong and he feels guilty and like he failed. So he steps away from the situation. Yeah, I don't know. Again, who knows? We'll find out in a little less than 6 weeks. Thank God.
Oh man. That's like what? 42 days? Maybe that? 43, 48.
Yeah. Yeah. 42 days.
Wow.
So I've got the trailer going through loop again. See if there's anything else big I want to hit on. I mean, we just got a lot of new shots, essentially. You know.
Yeah, a lot of new shots for scenes we've already seen. Like, I love the new Star Destroyer in the beginning ones. The downed Star Destroyer.
Yeah.
The first shot that we get.
Yeah. Again, it's man. with Rey standing.
Kind of,
just showing again. Like, I want to reiterate this. I said this in our trailer reaction, you know, with Rey sliding down the does this pole still work?
Shut up.
You're next, Bubbles. Ghostbusters references, y'all. But like her sliding down into the, you know, it's either a Star Destroyer or a Super Star Destroyer, inconsequential. But again, kind of showing her, you know, her how tiny this character is in the midst of everything else, you know. And again, I feel like you get that with that shot as well. You know, you see this huge Star Destroyer in this solitary figure. Yeah. You know, again, and again, they keep in the line, who are you? I'm no one. So there is this sense that she doesn't see herself as anyone of importance.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to talk about two last things, Joe.
Sure, man. I'm here as long as you need me.
Let's do, again, I mean, let's speculate a little bit about that scene with, you know, that we both loved with, you know, Kylo's lightsaber to her face. That's so cool. You know, yeah. These two characters are going to meet up in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know. I would guess that Kylo's a lot more powerful than Rey. Whether, you know, I assume she's a Force sensitive, but I don't think she's a Jedi. She probably hasn't been that well trained. Also, by the way, I just noticed this, even though, again, I'm probably not the only person that's noticed this, but I just want to say it. Notice how Rey's outfit kind of looks like Jedi robes a little bit. Did you notice that?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of like Luke's did too.
Exactly.
In New Hope.
Yeah, the way that they're kind of like drawn together and stuff. But anyway, yeah, I don't know what's going on with that scene. My speculation is, considering we've seen that little teaser of, you know, these ships flying overhead and she looks terrified. She looks, you know, looking up looking up to the sky with BB-8 there. She looks terrified, and it's clear that Kylo is after her for something. Or, you know, Kylo's obviously the hunter. These are our, you know, our prey. And again, the shot, she looks pretty terrified, you know, if you look at her face. So she does not want to be found by Kylo, and he found her.
I'm honestly pretty surprised that they're going to meet face to face more than once, because they're also going to meet. I mean, I assume they're going to be in the same vicinity on the Starkiller base snow planet thing. Since Finn has the lightsaber and they duel there, and then, you know, there's that other shot of what I believe to be Rey. Actually, the last shot of this one, even though it was in the last trailer, the shot of Rey crying with that bright light on her. I think that's Finn.
Okay.
I took a screenshot and brought it into Photoshop, and I'm pretty convinced it's Finn because I messed with some of the lighting.
Yeah, I'm sure Finn got his butt whooped. I don't think he's.
Yeah, killed. That's the exact.
I'd be shocked if Finn was killed in this movie.
He got crap kicked out of him.
Yeah.
You'd be shocked if what?
If he got killed.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get killed. I just think he's going to get his butt handed to him by Kylo.
Yeah, which is cool. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But here's something. Joe, have you seen the new Black Series 2 packs of Poe Dameron with the crowd control stormtrooper?
Actually, that should be arriving at my house tomorrow. Yes.
Okay. So they have what looks similar to a lightsaber. And if you remember.
What's that? What do you mean?
The crowd control First Order stormtrooper has something similar looking to a lightsaber.
Oh, I think it's just like a tonfa.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It just looks like a baton kind of thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to say any spoilers.
Well,
no.
How is it spoilers? It's just going to be speculation, right?
Well, I read something about one of the characters. About something about the First Order stormtroopers that hasn't been blatantly revealed. And again, it's a rumor, but who knows? But I'm not going to say it because I don't want to.
Inferred that it's a lightsaber or something. Well,
based on something I read, so I don't want to infer. Infer past that. So
well, now I'm going to speculate based on something that you read and are being coy about.
Okay,
is it because like those stormtroopers were like Macquarie like that they're going to have lightsabers?
Yes.
Yeah, that actually would be neat because they had shields too.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
For sure. Like, and that's the thing, like the early Macquarie stormtroopers did have what looked like lightsabers. And my speculation is that Finn is probably not a Jedi. Maybe he's force sensitive. I don't know. I don't care at this point. But I think he might've had some minor sword training as a First Order stormtrooper.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, that's why we see him with it. And, you know, yeah, he might be trained with it to fight like your normal civilian, but against somebody like Kylo, he's probably gonna get his butt whooped.
Oh man, I want to see Phasma with a lightsaber.
Yeah, that would be pretty sick.
Especially since it's Gwendolyn Christie.
Right, she knows how to fight.
She's a sword fighter and Game of Thrones and everything.
Exactly, and think about it. I mean, we've seen non-force users go up, like we've seen Cad Bane fight with a lightsaber. We've seen Pre Vizsla. Grievous, yeah. So, like, it is possible that non-force users can fight with a lightsaber, but probably against somebody with the force, they're not going to put up much of a fight.
Han Solo fought a dead Tauntaun with a lightsaber?
Oh, yeah. He totally gutted that thing. But, yeah, so I just don't think Finn is the, a Jedi. I just think he might have some minor, like, sword training. And he's going to do his best against Kylo, but his best is probably going to be not much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a cool point. So if you're cool with this, I want to close off then with this, again, we get that shot of Rey crying in the snow over something. I originally thought it was like, just like a mound of dirt, but it is probable that it is a person. I don't know.
Nothing makes a girl sadder than a mound of dirt, let me tell you.
I don't think she's crying about the mound of dirt. but
that's funnier to me.
But here,
that would be a George Lucas story point. Oh yeah, and then she finds this mound of dirt and she's just like, you know what, I don't like the shape of this reminds me of the Hutts.
I will cry. But here,
this reminds me of my old friend Jar Jar Binks. I just really miss him.
Oh, Misa wish he would be back. But here, I like the line here. Geez, sorry.
Hope is not lost today. It is found.
I love that. Hope is not lost today. It is found.
What do you think she's talking about?
Ray, obviously. All the voiceovers, I think, again, I think they're Maz Kanata. You know, I heard some people say for the last trailer, like, oh, it's Leia. It's like, it's definitely not Leia at all.
What do you think she's talking about that's lost?
Somebody dies.
Yeah, who do you think dies?
I don't want to say.
I think it's Han.
I do too. But
I think Han is going to croak.
I've heard Han and Chewie. Not together.
Oh my God, I hope not.
I'm fine if they both die.
I can't take both of them. One's bad enough, especially if
I'm
it's
fine Han. If they both go down. But if it's just Chewie, I'd be a little disappointed. Yeah. But yeah, I think it's Han. And while I don't think, obviously, oh yeah, I mean, look at where the line is put in connection with. It's a connection with a scene of something horrible happening. We don't ever really see a lot of crying from characters in Star Wars. Think about it. You know, we've seen Anakin cry. You know, he cries like a tiny bit twice in Revenge of the Sith, a tiny bit in Attack of the Clones. Leia never cries. Padme never cries.
Luke cries on Bespin when he gets his hand cut off and finds out that his dad is the biggest jerk in the galaxy.
Right. But nothing like this. Like, nothing like what we see from Rey. Rey's tears look like very human to me.
Yeah, she's really bawling.
Yeah. So I think there is, at some point in this movie, there is a point of real despair. And, you know, this is, again, my speculation is Maz Kanata, who is potentially a Jedi or might have been a Jedi at one point. And she's saying that Rey is essentially the hope, you know. And again, that's what a rekindling of episode 4, right? The new hope. Luke was the new hope. Well, they're obviously in search of a new hope here in a sense. And I think that's Rey, you know. And this is such a central theme to Star Wars is hope. And that's why I think so many people love Star Wars. So that's my, you know, that's my take on it. Is I really think it's the new hope that they have found is Rey. But what do you think?
100%. I think Han dies. That's why everybody's bummed, and she's saying, "No, you guys are the new hope. You guys got done what you needed to get done, and you know, so you're only gonna go up from here."
Yeah, for sure. So, I don't know, any other final thoughts you have on this?
I really want it to be December 17th right now.
Me too. I can't wait.
You know, it's...
November's going to fly, though. I have a feeling.
I hope so. Well, that's the thing, man. November's going to fly. This whole year has been flying, but like...
Yeah.
The last 2 weeks before the film are going to drag.
We're going to hit December 1, and it's going to be like, oh my God, it's like 2 weeks away. And then those 2 weeks are going to be the longest 2 weeks of our lives.
Here's a crazy thought. Carl, next month we're going to see a new Star Wars movie.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Next month
next we're going to
see a new Star Wars movie.
A Star Wars movie that we literally still pretty much know nothing about.
Damn.
I know.
It's awesome.
Shuttle Hyperium transmission commencing.
Shuttle Hyperium. All aboard. Can't stop this shuttle. They have the clearance codes, and it's not stopping.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Larians, what do you think of this trailer? I would love to know. Personally.
I would too. So I encourage all of you. Hopefully we didn't lose any listeners by our over the top speculations
and having me instead of Jason.
Yeah, I feel really bad, but Jason literally just messaged me.
Like, oh man,
3 minutes ago he says, "Boy, did I pick a bad day to sleep in." but he, I mean, I know he's going into work in an hour, so. But yeah, crap. but anyway, Larians, please let us know what you think on the trailer. Feel free to speculate away. Please keep it spoiler free. If there's anything you feel like you know for certain, maybe don't share that. If you feel like I've overshared, you can let me know, but please be nice about it. I apologize. let us know. You know, leave comments on the Facebook page, facebook.com/WampusLairPodcast. You can feel free to tweet about it, twitter.com/WampusLair, or even send us an email at WampusLairPodcast@gmail.com. We should be back very soon with a regularly scheduled episode. But Joe, you have anything else you wanted to hit on before we go?
Thank you, Asia, one more time, because this was probably the most exciting surprise that I have seen in quite a while. So yeah. Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you, Lucasfilm, for making a completely separate trailer for the other side of the world, which is really for the entire world, since everybody, you know,
right,
immediately shared it.
Right. This is just so cool because nobody saw this coming, which was
so cool. No.
Did not have a clue. I woke up this morning to a text from a friend of mine just saying, did you see this? I was like, holy shizen.
Holy shizen.
But anyway, thank you guys for checking out this speculative episode, the Phantom trailer. For Joe, I'm Carl, and we'll see you very soon in the Wampa's Lair.